And some things we're very accustomed to sacrifice. You know, if we think about athletics, you know, athletes make all sorts of sacrifices in order to be competitive. You know, they control their diet, they condition, they do weight training, they spend hours and hours in practice on days when they may not want to be out there and would rather take a break. But they sacrifice all sorts of things to be competitive and to succeed. And I had a server once after mass, I offered him a piece of gum, and he said, "No, I'm training for swimming." So, you know, he's probably burning like 4,000 calories a day. But, you know, he was on that strict of a training plan. But to excel at anything requires sacrifice. You know, if we want to be a good musician or good at academics or get ahead in a career, it takes sacrifice. And marriage is the same way. You know, imagine going into a marriage thinking, this is all about making me happy. You know, it's my spouse's job to make me happy at every moment. You know, how's that going to go in the long run? You know, obviously that marriage is going to last until the person's not happy for a few minutes, and then it's over. So marriage is about two people who are willing to make sacrifices for each other. Two people who say, I love this person more than myself, and so I'm willing to make sacrifices for their good, regardless of what it costs me. And that's what real love is, and that's the love that's necessary to make a marriage work. And the more that people are willing to sacrifice, the richer that marriage is going to become. In today's gospel, you know, Peter is shocked and he rebukes our Lord when he starts talking about the sacrifices that he would make, because Peter doesn't understand the importance of what Christ's mission is. You know, he wants Jesus to rule in glory, but he doesn't want him to go to the cross. Because Peter doesn't realize that it's on the cross that the greatness of Christ's love for us is going to be revealed. And it's on the cross that's going to soften more hearts and lead more people to conversion than if our Lord had simply come in glory. And so it's on the cross that the depth of the mercy of Jesus Christ would be revealed. And so sacrifice was very essential to our Lord's plan of salvation. And with ourselves, it's important for us also to embrace sacrifice. The sacrifices we make for the Lord, the sacrifices we make for the church, and the sacrifices that we make for our family matter. And that's the path to greatness. You know, it's when we die to ourselves to live for the Lord and for the church and for our family, that's when we attain greatness in our lives. You know, sometimes if we get resentful of the sacrifices that we have to face and we don't want to embrace those, or we can get discouraged by the sacrifices that we have to make in our life, if we forget that these are the ways in which we're called to show greater love. And so, you know, it's easy for us to recognize the importance of sacrifice in a sport or some other activity, you know, but sometimes we don't recognize the importance of the sacrifices in our day-to-day lives. And part of that might be because we get to choose which sport we do. You know, sometimes the sacrifices that come to us in our state of life might not be the ones that we'd choose. But nevertheless, it's important that we embrace those. You know, one of the temptations we need to avoid is the temptation to seek a comfortable life and to want to follow our Lord in a way that we just assimilate the gospel into our daily lives. Like we just live the way that we want, but we go to Mass on Sunday and just fit that in to a comfortable life that we want to live. But that's not embracing the cross like Christ calls us to. And so if we look at our lives, you know, what are the different sacrifices that we might be called to make? Well, in our family lives, there's always going to be tension and there's going to be friction. And, you know, it's easy to just get angry or frustrated with the people in our family or start nagging our spouse or come down hard on our kids and forget that we need to be patient and forgiving. And that we need to demonstrate our love for our family members through that patience. And it's in committing ourselves to charity within the family unit that it calls us to a deeper love. You know, sometimes with parents, you know, it's a sacrifice to be open and say yes to the gift of life. And it's becoming increasingly common that married couples are not open to the gift of life. It takes sacrifice to raise children. And a lot of times people might just say, this is too much of a sacrifice, I don't want to do it. But it's important for us to recognize the generosity that our Lord is calling us to. And through that sacrifice, look at the blessings that come into our families. Every life that's created is sacred and adds such richness to each one of our families. You know, for priests, there's a temptation to not preach the fullness of truth. You know, to just be comfortable and not ruffle any feathers. But there's a lot of things that that people need to hear. And our society goes astray when they don't hear the truth. And so things like male and female and the definition of marriage, these are things that can be very difficult to preach. But a priest needs to recognize that it's not his mission to be comfortable. It's his mission to preach the truths that people need to hear for their salvation. And so none of us are called to be comfortable. And we shouldn't seek that. We're called to a life of sacrifice, but it's in embracing the cross that our love is deepened and elevated. So I think a good question for us to ask is, where do we get the strength to embrace the sacrifices that we need to on a daily basis? You know, where does that strength come from? Now, there was a man who once told me about his wedding mass. And he had this realization for the first time on the day of his wedding. Because he had just given himself totally, promised to love and to be faithful and true to his spouse. And he recognized for the first time at that Mass that Jesus Christ was offering himself on the altar for our sake. And he understood for the first time that what Jesus Christ was doing on the altar was what he was called to do as a husband for his spouse. And so suddenly it clicked, and he recognized that the Mass, which is the center of our worship and how we worship the Lord every Sunday, that that was the source of strength for him and the model for him to follow in offering himself in sacrifice, just as Jesus Christ does for us. And so the best way for us to be strengthened to embrace the sacrifices we have to is to keep a focus and to keep a Eucharistic devotion at the center of our lives. If we recognize what Jesus Christ is doing for us on the altar, then that's going to inspire us and refresh us and give us the strength that we need to follow that example. Because the worship of God is at the center of what we do. And we worship a Lord who sacrifices himself on the altar. This is the sacrifice of Calvary that's presented to us. And that's the source of our strength. So I encourage us as we reflect upon today's readings, first to ask, what are the sacrifices that we're called to embrace? And maybe there's some sacrifices that we haven't wanted to embrace and that we've been resentful about or not handled well. What are the sacrifices that we're called to embrace? And secondly, to place the Eucharist at the center as the place where we go to find the strength that we need to make those sacrifices and to make sure that prayer before the Eucharist is at the very center of our spiritual lives. And when we embrace those crosses and when we're strengthened by the Eucharist, that's going to elevate the love within our families. It's going to elevate the love and the sacrifice that we show to the church. And it's going to enable us to live our lives for the glory of God. Remembering the words that Jesus speaks to us today, whoever loses his life will find it.